So throughout your career that you've had so far, both starting as an IT grad through to where you are today, who would you say or what has been a significant influence on you and your leadership style today?
I think I've been really lucky over my career to work with some amazing leaders. Been fortunate to work with people that have been really open and engaging and wanting to try different things. I think there's a couple that stand out for me. One is my old mentor I spoke about earlier on the podcast, Darren Cornish. He had this magnetism of energy that like would suck you in, but also give you so much energy in return. He was a big giver of energy. And one bit he taught me really early on in my career was about this strengths finder. And he really, really challenged me on what are my strengths? And I came to this conclusion that, hey, why am I always in this model of me trying to work on my development areas to make me an average Joe? Why would I not just work on my strengths and hopefully try and like mitigate my weaknesses or my development areas so it doesn't expose me? But I'm always in situations where my strengths are put in front of me, and therefore I'm always on the front foot. I'm always putting myself in my best light. And I think that really helped my career a lot, which is finding jobs that do what I'm naturally good at, rather than trying to find jobs where I'm okay in some things, I'd struggle in a few others, and I'd just become average. I think he's definitely one. And another person is a lady called Lisa Norcross. And I was so lucky to work with Lisa, who was our SVP for operational excellence at E.ON. I got to work with Lisa to see firsthand her build a global lean program. The bit I thought was incredibly valuable and I do take on today in my career is the diversity, inclusion and belonging element that she brought along. We had a team that was built up from people all over the world, from different continents, from different countries, all spoke different languages. She had to influence these programs into countries that, you know, she wasn't a first language speaker in, very male-dominated boards across multiple countries as well, and that she had to work her way into. And I found her like vision of how she created something from nothing really inspiring. But again, the drive as well to implement that vision, really exciting. And, you know, gave me a lot of opportunities to go out and try and set up different programs in different countries as well. So I do owe a lot to her. And she taught me a lot about lean as well.